We have been reading during this Advent season some of the Messianic Psalms, and we come today to Psalm 110. Very interesting. It's a short psalm. It's a psalm primarily focused on the kingship and the reign of the exalted child who was born through the Virgin Mary. Verse 1 is an interesting verse because David says, "The Lord says to my Lord." Now, who is David's Lord? Well, the first Lord is Yahweh, the covenant name of God. So he's praying to God, and David, above whom there is no human being, he is the king of God's people under the Lord, but he says, "I have a Lord." And he says, the Yahweh is speaking to my Lord. Now, this is a conundrum that is not really understandable unless one embraces the doctrine of the Trinity. In fact, this comes up in the New Testament. Jesus himself points out who's being spoken of here. It is him, who is being spoken of. And then what the psalm talks about is the Lord sending forth his scepter. Out of Zion goes the king. And much of what's written here is actually about his judgment over the nations. You know, the first and second comings of Jesus are bookends in the Bible. He comes first to bring salvation to his people, but he comes again to judge sin and to cleanse the world of all rebellion to the Creator. Now, the psalm also includes an important statement. It actually shows up in the book of Hebrews about the priestly ministry of the child who was born. I think this helps us to realize, for all the sentimentality and the beauty, the human drama of the birth of Jesus, he came to reign on behalf of God, and he came to cleanse his people from their sins. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now, Melchizedek, you may know, shows up in an enigmatic figure who shows up in Genesis 14. He blesses Abraham. Abraham tithes to him. And the New Testament reflects on Melchizedek by saying what's interesting about him is not him himself, but his biblical portrayal has neither beginning nor end. And in that way, he is a figure, he's a prefigure of Jesus Christ, of whom that is literally true. Our priest has no beginning. He is eternally God, and he will have no end to his ministry. Well, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus in this season, the one who has come is that king who, from now on, he has come and he is reigning. You and I will never know a day in all of eternity when Jesus Christ is not on the throne of the Father. And there he makes intercession for us, and he rules over the kingdom of God. And yes, there will be a day of judgment when he judges all evil. But you know, it's also true, there will never be a day in all of eternity when you and I will not have a priest. And that king bears on his hands, on his side, on his feet, the marks of the atonement he suffered for us. I love how Hebrews 7:25 puts it, well summing up. In fact, it's from a passage about this text. He is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, because he ever lives to make intercession for them. Well, this is the Savior who was born. This is the Lord of Psalm 110. Let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, the 110th Psalm, a Psalm of David. The Lord says to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power in holy garments. From the womb of the morning, the dew of the youth will be yours. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will shatter kings on the day of his wrath. He will execute judgment among the nations, filling them with corpses. He will shatter chiefs over the wide earth. He will drink from the brook by the way. Therefore, he will lift up his head. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.